During that song, I was rolling because Liv the Web Girl, our producer, she screens our phone calls before we talk to people on the air to make sure she knows what they're going to say so you know we don't get somebody awful sounding on the air. And I hear her saying things like, okay, that cannot be real. No, that's not true. You're making this up. So I feel like we have some really juicy secrets.
Yeah, Liv is being savage here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. We're going to get 3, maybe 4 calls right now. We'll keep them on hold after we talk to you, and we will pick the best one, and that person will win Taylor Swift Pit Passes, the show going on next Saturday, the 15th, at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Because Taylor Swift always does something called Secret Sessions for her fans, which is where they get to listen to her albums before they come out at her actual house. And so I thought, hey, Secret Sessions, secrets, tell us your juiciest secret, and you could win Pit Passes.
Let's start out, in no particular order, with Kelly on the Joe and Alex Show. You're in Beech Grove. Spill those secrets for those Taylor Swift Pit Passes.
Okay, well, while I was on the highway in the back seat, I was, we'll say, flipping pancakes. Why two people were in the front watching through the mirror.
Who were the people? Were they people you knew or like your Uber or something?
One I had no clue who it was. The other one actually ended up cheating on the guy that was in the back seat with me.
Oh! Whoa! That's juicy. Okay.
Wow. But why did that happen in the car? I have so many questions. Were you on 465? Where were you?
Yeah, we were on 465 heading south.
Well, it sounds like somebody was heading south.
What time of the day was it?
Oh, midday.
Oh, that's good. That's
could
good.
Other people see it? Like, if you were driving by, could people see?
Oh, people were honking.
Oh, my gosh.
Why does this never happen to me? Only thing I get that's kind of hard on 465
are
potholes.
Say,
That's all I get. Hey, hang on the line. That might win you something right there, Kelly. Let's go to Melissa. You're calling in from the east side. And what is your secret?
I have been flipping pancakes with my daughter's teacher.
And who is your, I mean, how old is your daughter's teacher? Or, like, what grade?
I mean, my daughter's in the 5th grade, so it's not bad.
Okay, and are you married?
I am.
Oh! How long has this been going on?
Just for the past few months, but it's been something that, I don't know. I mean, my husband and I have been talking about separating, so I mean, this is just kind of putting it on the edge.
This is good. This is some juicy stuff.
Now, not to knock your daughter, but is she kind of struggling in school, and this is a good way to ensure she gets to middle school?
I mean, she has been getting good grades since then.
Oh!
Wait. So does that mean, wait, she has been or has not been getting good
grades?
She has
been.
Okay, I was going to say, if her grades are going down, it might be a reflection on you.
And is the teacher married?
No.
Okay, all right. Wow, that's juicy. That's juicy. We'll put you on hold.
Yeah, no kidding. A lot of flipping pancakes, but I don't know if that's a little more extreme. Let's see what Mallory's got on the Joe and Alex Show, calling in from the South Side. Hey, what's your story, Mallory? What's your secret?
I like to stick pop cereal up my nose and drink pickle juice and listen to 80 music while my family's at work and the kids are at work.
Now, are you on meth when you do this, or is this sober?
No, I'm not. It's just something secretly that I like to do that I don't tell anybody.
That is just not even possible.
What cereal do you put up your nose?
Pops, because they're easier to get up your nostrils.
I mean, what?
Have you tried putting the cereal anywhere else, like maybe into your mouth?
Nope, just my nose.
Have you tried it? Okay, Mallory, I think you don't hold a candle to the other secrets, but I appreciate you playing.
Yeah, thanks, Mallory, for calling in. I wonder if she ever tried keistering them, maybe. Let's see if we can do one more here. Hey, Story, you're in Fishers. What's your secret?
Hi. Okay, so at one of my last jobs, I was flipping pancakes a lot with one of my coworkers in the bathroom because I was a housekeeper, so I could just close the bathroom off and he would sneak in and we would flip pancakes all the time in the bathroom. And at any moment, my boss or anybody else in the whole warehouse could have walked in.
Does that work for people? I mean, first of all, I'm not flexible. I've tried the shower thing that never worked, but I just feel like in the bathroom, like, I don't want that near me. That doesn't put me in the mood.
I mean, yeah, obviously we wouldn't go, like, just sit on one of the toilets. We would, like, kind of lean up against the counters and stuff and do it like that. But, I mean, just at any moment, someone could have walked in, and I think someone saw him because my boss actually came to me and said, hey, there's a discrepancy between you and a guy when you're cleaning the bathroom.
Oh.
And I played it off. I was like, oh, I don't know. I think he must have just stuck his head in, and I told him, no, he can't come in.
You know, is it scandalous? Yes, it's scandalous. Is it a juicy secret? I don't think it's juicy enough compared to caller one and caller two. I'm so sorry, but we're giving away Taylor Swift pit passes all week, so call us back tomorrow.
Okay. So now we have to decide between Kelly in Beech Grove and Melissa on the east side. Both of them involve flipping pancakes.
And refresh us on whose story is which.
All right. Kelly in Beech Grove was driving in a truck in the back seat with some guy, and they just were flipping pancakes.
Oh, yeah, on 465. Right.
Yep, yep.
And the people were watching in the mirror that were driving.
And people were driving by honking
yeah.
and all kinds of stuff. Now, Melissa on the east side, she's secretly sleeping with her daughter's teacher. She says she's probably going to get divorced soon anyway. He's about to separate. So that makes it a little less juicy to me. But still, it's like, oh my gosh. You're like, just imagine being the teacher that's getting some from her, but also like looking at the daughter in school, like,
yeah,
like
see,
a student. That's kind of like, ooh.
For me, I got to go with it, Melissa, caller number two right there, because I feel like the child's involved and I feel bad for the kid. She deserves Taylor Swift. She doesn't know what her mom has been doing behind her back.
Live the web girl.
I think that caller number one, it's not really a secret. It's just a scandalous thing that she's done. But she was doing it on the middle of the highway. Multiple people could see.
That's
clearly
true.
That's not a secret.
Yeah,
so I
got
to go with number two.
That's true.
All right. And we're going to make this a pancake flipping threesome over here. I'm also going to say that our winner today is Melissa on the east side.
Sorry.
Woo-hoo!
Yay!
You are going to be so close to Taylor Swift, you can breathe in her musk.
Lovely. My daughter is going to love this now.
So you're not going to take the school teacher?
No, we got to take my daughter to make up for it.
Good, I agree.
There.
I agree, that's why we picked you. Well, congratulations, have so much fun. Make sure that you're dressed gothic and fabulous because, you know, Reputation is kind of a darker album. And we will be seeing you there. Tag us in all your photos, okay?
Most definitely, thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on, Melissa, on the east side. Kelly in Beech Grove, thank you so much for calling in. Sorry, that's a good one, but man, when you get with a teacher, that's impressive.